while a legal challenge proceeds. Raging floodwaters swamped homes, overturned cars in Southern California yesterday. Torrential rains swept the region. On Wall Street, the Dow down 71 points. The NASDAQ is up 20. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the issue at hand, that is government censorship, let me do a little personal update for you. We're going into our 10th year on Let's Face the Issues broadcast on this radio station network. And as we do, our contract is coming up, and we're going... The radio station is increasing the price. We don't get free airtime. We pay for it. The price is going from $48,000 a year to $72,000 a year. We need your financial support if we're going to continue this broadcast. It's as simple as that. We cannot sustain it ourselves. We must have your support. If you're listening, if this is an interest of yours, you're listening, if it's a benefit, if it's a blessing, if you'd like to see it continue, then we're asking you today, now, go to your handheld device, go to FCBC, that's FCBCATJAX.com, FCBCATJAX.com, click the donate button, and let me say thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for your liberality and for your generous donation for this broadcast to continue. We look forward to what God's going to do through you to sustain Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about government censorship, I've been looking at a massive article out of Decision Magazine called A Legacy of Censorship, How Communist Concepts Have Led to the Suppression of Christian Views. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize in the nation of China today, there's not a movement by any human being that's not recorded on some camera or some face recognition or some hand recognition, that it is totally recorded. If a person in China were to jaywalk, that is recorded. In China, with what they call the social credit system, if you obey everything the government says, your score goes up. Very much like the FICA scores for credit in America. Your score goes up. You'll be able to buy a car. You'll be able to rent an apartment. You'll be able to get an airplane ticket. You'll be able to go to get higher education, etc. But if you happen to violate the rules, the regulations, the guidelines, and you're watched, you're monitored, you're censored, if you violate anything, your score is lowered. And in some cases, you will not be able to buy. You'll not be able to sell. You'll not be able to go to college. You'll not be able to rent a house. You'll not be able to rent or buy a car. And I could go on and on and on. We're on the fast track for mimicking the entire censorship program of China in and through every aspect of American culture. That's happening today as we speak. In fact, in the article from Decision Magazine, the writer says, ironically, Western nations that fought in the 20th century against the propaganda and through control of Nazism and communism now seems willing to engage in those same practices. A lot of the hate speech laws that have been in Europe are in America today. The Soviet Union's practicing it. Even though these communist regimes have all collapsed, the legacy of censorship that they introduced continues to this day in America. And it goes with detail, ladies and gentlemen, about that. Not all about you, but I'm against censorship. I'm against everything you said to being monitored. You can look at what is taking place, and I read an article recently of two young lads that wore T-shirts at school that said, God created just two genders. Or I think on their shirt it says, God created two sexes. They were suspended from school. That's censorship. If a student in school wears a shirt with a cross on it, they generally be suspended, are told to turn their shirts inside out, are expelled if they don't. That's censorship. If we're told that if you question the 2020 election, that you're giving misinformation to disinformation, that's censorship. If there's a question about you being a MAGA supporter and a search of your record of where you go, what you spend, who you contribute to, ladies and gentlemen, that is the epitome of censorship. I'm looking at an article from Jay Sekulow. He says, this is utterly outrageous. The deep state is once again targeting all conservatives. It's like the Tea Party targeting all over again. But this time the target is all MAGA supporters and anyone who purchases even a Bible. New bombshell revelations have exposed the deep state FBI working with the IRS sister agency under the Treasury Department to target the bank records and financial transactions of all conservatives. The deep state demanded, and the banks complied, turning over records of all purchases to MAGA, Trump, and the Bible, and even shoppers at Dick's Sporting Goods, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops. This should send shockwaves through America. The FBI considers these purchases as a religious text, like the Bible, is evidence of extremism, according to the FBI. The Biden FBI is trampling on the First Amendment religious liberties of America, and they are using your bank to do it through censorship. Ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely should go beyond any statement that if we see the banks that are turning over records to the federal government, if we see big tech, and before Elon Musk, Twitter, big tech and all the social media platforms had a back door for the federal government to simply go in and monitor, control, and censor everything that you say or do. And that's still happening on a broad scale in America today. And it's beyond this stuff, willy-nilly state. Well, if you don't have anything to hide, you shouldn't worry about it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's beyond that. It's not about having something to hide. It's a matter of our liberties, our freedoms, and our rights. If you say anything about abortion, if you say anything about the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle, if you question the election, it's hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as hate speech. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist in the Bill of Rights. Doesn't exist in any codification by the U.S. Supreme Court of our First Amendment rights. It's simply a conjured up term to be able to use as a cudgel to stop the conservatives and the Christians, the patriots, from communicating. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over to the question or comment, please.
How are you this afternoon, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Yeah, this is a slippery road there. You may hate my speech, but that does not make it hate speech.
That's right.
If you look around the world today, you're seeing signs of this everywhere. And I'll give some really good examples here try to open people's minds there. In the Netherlands right now, they're trying to prosecute a former parliament member there because she's a believer in Jesus Christ. And they're trying to prosecute her on hate speech because some of the things that she said while a member of her parliament there were straight quotations from the Bible. Yet this same country has turned around and made it illegal to do acts like profane Muhammad's name or burn the Quran. So, you know, to me, it's an interpretation of those that are in control of what they will say hate speech is. At that point, you are no longer following anything that's adherent to the original founding fathers and the Bill of Rights there. You're following tyranny. And
absolutely,
they will follow that and persecute. Particularly, they will persecute Christians, and they will persecute the Jewish people, the Israelites as well. And you're seeing it happening today here in America. I mean, just recently, in the last year, they've arrested two individuals in England for standing in front of an abortion clinic and praying. You've got, here in the United States, you've got Nicholas Sandman, who was, defamed by major network news there because he was attending a Right to Life. You've got another father that defended his son in front of an abortion clinic that was taken out by an FBI squad and brought in and charged. It's only going to get worse, and if you profess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are targeted today. So wake up, people.
Jim, you're exactly right, and I believe that it's time that we wake up. One little, it's a little finesse of what you said earlier. It's not the Netherlands, it's Finland, where the female parliamentarian was prosecuted. By the way, the latest on that, she was prosecuted. The courts there vindicated her. Now they've gone back and they've started the prosecution all over against her because, as you said, she quoted from the Bible. The Bible is a hated book today. It was Jerry Nadler, the U.S. House of Representatives, that says God's word, the Bible, has no place in the halls of Congress or the Capitol, I believe is the way he put it. That is a disdain for the Word of God. And as a result of that, disdain for Christians and the church. And as a result of that, there's major censorship. And I don't know if you picked up on what I said earlier in this article from Jay Sekulow. There is the monitoring of and the by the FBI. Listen, the monitoring and the censorship of all of those that are, quote, Trump followers, called MAGA followers. Anybody that buys a Bible online, even shoppers at Dick's Sporting Goods, Cabela's, and Bass Pro Shops, says, in this article says, Jay Sekulow, this should send shockwaves throughout all of America. The FBI considers the purchase of a religious text like the Bible as indication of a person that's an extremist. We have reached the apex of the woke extremism that puts me, you, and every other Christian, conservative, patriot in the crosshairs of the FBI for persecution and future prosecution. Because if we go online and talk about the election that was stolen, if we say anything about Joe Biden is occupying the office, Oval Office, illegally, if we say anything about the LGBTQI+, we're being persecuted through the censorship. Now, Jim, my question to you, because so many people have said, what if you don't have anything to hide, you shouldn't worry. How do you respond to that type of statement?
I respond to that as a sheepish reply, because at this point, if you've got members of a tyrannical government that are going to determine what is legal and what is not legal according to their speech and their correct speech, at that point, you can become liable to be persecuted by this very government for a stray remark that you may have said, not even that has correlation to anything in today's times, but will have an impact in a future time. And you look at what people have said in the past, how this, the Me Too crowd, the same crowds, the Antifa, the BLM, and all these other DEI proponents out here are going after individuals for remarks that they may have said 20 or 30 years ago. Imagine if you've got a government that is now backed these individuals. I've often said that the worst tyrant that you will ever face on any government or any place on earth will be the one that's going to tell you he's doing it for your own good, because they will use any justifications, any means to come to that end. It justifies the end, the means there, up to and including taking people's lives. These people are insane. They don't know to leave well enough alone and to quit throwing rocks and glass houses there. The other thing, too, about the dicks, I read that article, and I don't quite get why they chose dicks. I get Cabela's, but not dicks. They, what, about 10 years ago, they quit selling guns. Their CEO went completely off the rails, and I don't even shop at that place. I just drive right on by. I'm going to go out and buy a couple of Bibles now.
That will be the trigger. In fact, another blurb from this elongated article says, hate is whatever those in power say that it is. For example, traditional Christian beliefs about marriage, human sexuality, and the sanctity of life have all been censored on the basis that they are hate speech. And I believe, Jim, most listening today, most pastors, Christians, churches, do not realize the severity and the depth and the breadth that we plummeted to, where everything on your social media, everything on the big tech platforms, everything that you text, everything that we email, everything that we read, every article, all is being filtered through the eye of Big Brother to determine, are we a domestic terrorist? And those, and you've heard me say before, those will go to the school board and challenge the school board for teaching porn in the classroom. Those parents are considered domestic terrorists. And yet, those Houthis in Yemen were taken off the terrorist list in 2021 by Joe Biden. But we are domestic terrorists. We are white supremacists. We are a danger to society today. And it's all based on what we say, what we do, where we go, what we buy, who we vote for, and whether we carry a Bible. It is. We live in a dangerous time, Jim, and it's my prayer that our listeners will understand the level of this censorship that's taking place. Jim, I'm looking at a headline, First Amendment and Censorship, and it gives the First Amendment, Congress shall make no laws representing, respecting the establishment of religion, etc. It says one of the 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, gives everyone residing in the United States the right to hear all sides of every issue and to make their own judgments about those issues without any government interference or government limitations in any way. The First Amendment allows individuals to speak, to publish, to read, to view what they wish, where they worship, where they go, who they associate with, whomever they choose, and gather together to ask the government to make changes in the law to correct those wrong to society. The right to speak and the right to publish under the First Amendment have been interpreted widely to protect individual and society from government's attempt to suppress ideas and information. But Jim, you know, and I know, that all of these social media can put you in Facebook jail, can put you in Twitter jail, can oust you from YouTube if they say that what you're saying is against community standards. What are the community standards? For example, not too many weeks back, we were kicked off YouTube with one of our morning messages, because in that message I happened to make a statement that according to the national statistics, and an article that I just read, 17 million people on a global basis had died from the COVID jab. YouTube said that I was giving medical disinformation and kicked us off YouTube for a week or two. That is censorship. That censorship's been taking place in other nations for some time. China, for example, is probably the world's greatest at censorship. But Jim, my question for you, how should Christians, conservatives, and patriots respond to the governmental censorship that is increasing in society today?
First of all, prayer. Second of all, read your Bible. Find the Lord Jesus Christ and his values. The third thing, get involved and vote.
Absolutely.
You have to vote. You have to vote. It starts at the local level. You get out and you vote for people that stand for your values there, or at least the closest that they can get to your values. We're not electing a pastor in a pulpit. We're electing right. individuals that are representing us and the will of the governed, and not the individuals that have the harm of the nation and the general public. We want individuals that are courageous, that cannot be bought. The current system is run by PAC and by money, corporations, corporate money, and the only way we're going to get rid of this is to remind public officials that they are there by consent of the governed, and that they are also there to do the will of the governed, and that people need to be informed and brush up on civics. Really, it's that simple. But it starts Absolutely. With prayer for our nation.
Absolutely. Jim, I say we need to pray, we need to plan, and we need to participate. Participate in the election process. And that's the thing that I believe God would have us to do as Christians. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for taking time to let's discuss these issues today. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline, how free speech is under attack in the United States of America. When someone says something that we disagree with, should we shut them up? In 1927, the Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis had an answer. Quote, the remedy to be applied is more speech and not enforced silence. End quote. The article further states, I would argue that the culture of free speech is under attack in America. And without a robust culture of free speech based on tolerance, the laws and constitutional protection will ultimately erode in America. And that's the thing that worries me, concerns me, perhaps as much as anything else. I'm looking at a headline. Courts hear another case that wants to censor the Ten Commandments. The article reads, a fight in court over the representation of the biblical Ten Commandments in Arkansas is completely unnecessary, according to the officials of First Liberty Institute. First Liberty Institute is working with the Arkansas Office of the Attorney General to fight the demands by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, American Humanist Association, the Arkansas Society of Freethinkers, and others. Ladies and gentlemen, what is wrong with the Ten Commandments? If it's a billboard and you drive by and you see the Ten Commandments, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with having a Bible in a school? Ladies and gentlemen, someone said if we'd have more Bibles in the schools, we could have less Bibles in prisons. But it's a society today that's saying that we must control free speech, that we must censor what someone says. And ladies and gentlemen, I am in total disagreement with that. This writer, again, going back to the legacy of censorship out of the Decision magazine, says, beyond specific laws on the books, the world's basic moral values conflict with God's word. And that is sometimes has never changed. That in some time, something that's never changed. This writer says, sees a model in Acts 4 for the Christian can respond to hostility and opposition. In the chapter, the Apostle Peter and John were arrested, ordered not to preach in Jesus' name. But the church prayed. The believers were filled with the Holy Spirit and continue to speak the word of God with boldness, Acts chapter 4, verse 31. They didn't back down. They didn't hide. They responded to the challenge with boldness and confidence in prayer and reliance on the Holy Spirit. I think there's a lot of truth to what we can do in following that. I believe we have Danny on the line. Danny, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thanks for taking my call. Just a quick comment. We're talking about all this going on in the world today with, you know, being repressed and everything. It goes back to our foundations. You know, we can change everything they're trying to do right now. We can put Trump in office. We can give him Congress. We can do everything, and we can get it all turned around. But all it takes is another election, and every bit of that can be overturned. Mm-hmm. Their goal is to get Congress so that they can make a law regarding all this. And once they do that, we're really in trouble. But once again, we can shoot down abortion temporarily. We can shoot down the economy, the border, all this. But it's temporary. The only way we'll ever, ever get our country back is to reestablish the foundations. And the problem with this is not only are the secularists the ones that keep chipping away at the foundations of God, but it's the churches as well. Mm-hmm. They've started chipping away the foundations themselves. So my comment is that we need to pray. We need to pray for the churches to be
Amen.
Bold and stand on the word of God.
Amen. Danny, you're spot on with what you say. One of the key things, I believe that judgment begins at the house of God, as the scripture says. I believe it's time Christians and pastors and churches stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. In fact, I read an article recently that one of the major Presbyterian denominational groups with some 300 and some odd thousand just sent a letter to President Biden demanding that he stop this push for abortion and the murder of babies in the womb. And yet you've not heard of many other denominations taking a stand publicly like that. I believe it's time that we as Christians stand up, speak up, be victorious in our stand against the things that are taking place in society while we yet have the freedom to do so. So, Danny, I'm in agreement with you. We can replace the president. We can do that year after year after year. But until we as Christians take a stand, and may I say, Danny, just a little footnote to that, we need revival. We need revival. We need Christians that will go back to the face of God, go back to God and say, God, I've sinned. Forgive me of my sin. Seek God's face. Turn from our wicked ways and ask him to heal our land. That's the key to it. Danny, you're spot on. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your input in the broadcast today. We're delighted that you called. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. White House secret surveillance program breaks all the laws. We're rapidly entering an age of no privacy, where everyone is open to surveillance and at all times, where there are no secrets from any element of government, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our prayer, participation, and planning to carry out what God would have us to do. Thank you for joining in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again as we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly.